Hi everyone, grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm very excited to share with you what I learned in the devotionals the Lord helped me to write on this day of September 29, 2005. It is taken from the archives. It is from Mark 2 verses 5 through 12. I've entitled it, "What Are You Thinking in Your Mind?" I would like to share with you verses from Psalm 119, 1 through 8 from the Living Bible, and Proverbs 29, 25 from the Living Bible. Psalm 119, 1 through 8 says, "Happy are all who perfectly follow the laws of God. Happy are all who search for God and always do His will, rejecting compromise with evil and walking only in His paths. You have given us your laws to obey. Oh, how I want to follow them consistently. Then I will not be disgraced, for I'll have a clean record. After you have corrected me, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey. Oh, don't forsake me and let me slip back into sin again. Fear of man is a dangerous trap, but to trust in God means safety." Proverbs 29:25 from the Living Bible. Mark 2 verses 5 through 12 say, "When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven.' Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, 'Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?' Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, 'Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Get up, take your mat and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." He got up, took his mat and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Observations. I ask myself, who are the main characters involved? There are four main characters involved: Jesus, paralytic, teachers of the law, crowd. Observations. I ask myself what role they play. Point 1. Jesus. Jesus saw their faith. Jesus said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Jesus knew in his spirit what the teachers of the law were thinking in their hearts. Jesus asked the teachers of the law 3 questions. Jesus tells them he has the authority to forgive sins. Jesus tells the paralytic 3 things. Point 2. Paralytic. The paralytic got up. The paralytic picked up his mat. The paralytic took his mat and went home. Point 3. Teachers of the law. The teachers of the law were sitting there when Jesus told the paralytic his sins were forgiven. They thought to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that?" They thought to themselves, "He's blaspheming." They thought to themselves, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Point 4. Crowds. The paralytic walking amazed the crowds. The crowds praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Observations, interpretations. Yesterday I focused on the first 2 actions of Jesus. Today I decided to focus on the next 2 actions of Jesus. I asked myself, what is the significance of Jesus' actions? Statement 3. Jesus knew in his spirit what the teachers of the law were thinking in their hearts. It is so interesting to know that Jesus knew in his spirit what the teachers of the law were thinking in their hearts, even before they expressed it out loud. It is important to remember that the teachers of the law were not talking to Jesus directly, but thinking amongst themselves. Now imagine what they would have felt when Jesus poses 3 questions to them out of the blue. Statement 4. Jesus asked the teachers of the law 3 questions. Question 1. Why are you thinking these things? Whoa! Out of the blue, Jesus asked them why they were thinking what they were thinking. That must have caught them off guard. First, Jesus tells the paralytic that his sins were forgiven and now he is able to read their minds. It is interesting that Jesus does not stop with asking why they were thinking these things, but decides to address what they were thinking with two more questions. Questions 2 and 3. Which is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Get up, take your mat, and walk"? Jesus addressed them in their own confusion. Definitely they were confused and could have been perplexed too, after Jesus could read their minds, knowing what they were thinking in their hearts. Implications. I saw important implications for my own life. Jesus knows what I'm thinking in my heart even before I express it. This can be exciting or scary. When I think to myself positive or negative things, Jesus already knows. There are times Jesus could challenge me on those thoughts. If Jesus knows what I'm thinking in my heart, then he definitely also knows what statements come out of my mouth. For nothing comes out of our mouth which has not already been in our head at some time or other. This means I cannot really hide anything from Jesus. He knows before it will be. He knows everything about me and can challenge me on some of my thought processes. I ask you now, dear friend, what are you thinking in your mind? Dear friend, whatever you are thinking in your heart or mind, it is exciting to know that Jesus already knows about it. Even if we do not express it publicly, Jesus is not concerned just with our actions, but our thought processes that lead to negative actions. Knowing that Jesus already knows what we think before we think it and bring it to action should make us more aware of how we live our lives. It also helps us to know that Jesus is there to hold us accountable for our actions for our own good. Friend, when we are thinking something and we are doing it on false premises, Jesus can challenge those premises and ask us why we are thinking the way we are. It can be scary because sometimes our thought processes can just be plain evil and we do not want to act on them. Jesus knows those situations too. What can we do in those situations, friend? We can ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us of these thought processes and ask him to fill us with his presence and good thoughts. I know he will, friend. When we are having thoughts we don't like, we can keep calling the name of Jesus in our hearts or even aloud. Jesus sees our motives. Focusing on the Lord can help us even in our thought processes. Our thought processes are not always pleasant and we need Jesus to help us daily. I know when I have thoughts that are not holy, I call on the name of Jesus. At other times I pray to the Lord not to take my thoughts seriously because there are some bad thoughts I just cannot help. I let the Lord know that I am not going to act on them. I don't know what you are going through, friend, when it comes to your thought processes, but Jesus does. Yes, he does, friend. When you have thoughts that you do not want to have and they permeate your mind, know that Jesus loves you and wants you to focus on him. Ask him to forgive you and move on, knowing you are forgiven. Whatever negative thoughts persist in a day, leave them at the foot of the cross, knowing Jesus looks at your motives. If you do not want to have them but they keep coming, let Jesus know. As long as you do not entertain those thoughts to the point that they become actions, I do not believe you have sinned. Even when we sin, our Lord is so merciful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we turn to him. Friend, whatever is on your mind, it is good to know that Jesus already knows, yet he wants us to share whatever we are going with him. When we do not share, he still knows. But there is something about talking to the Lord. It is a personal relationship. Whatever is on your mind, you do not have to face it alone, even if it is so painful and you think nobody understands. Jesus wants to reach you where you are at. Come to him as you are and allow him to work in your life. He wants to help you, friend. Even if there are bad thoughts, Jesus is there for you to share it with him and let him know why you feel that way. He will not abandon you. The other part to it is when we think badly about others, as the Pharisees were doing about Jesus. Jesus already knew about it and knows about what we do too. We may think we are talking behind a person's back, but the Lord is aware of it and is not happy. I know I have been guilty of that sadly, and I've asked the Lord forgiveness. It is good to know that the Lord watches everything we do and knows about it too. Keep us accountable. Our Messiah imparts nurture daily as he knows what we are thinking. May you know that Jesus knows what you are thinking in your heart and loves you still. Every day I ask the Lord not to pay attention to negative thoughts that permeate my mind. If I don't act on them, I ask the Lord not to listen to my bad thoughts that sometimes just pop up. I then move on. I ask the Lord to help me to be holy as he is holy. When I mess up, I ask him for his forgiveness. He does forgive and help, for our Messiah imparts nurture daily. I want to share with you an acrostic for mine. Messiah imparts nurture daily. I ask you now again, friend, what are you thinking in your mind? I would like to close this time now in prayer, friend. Dear Lord Jesus, I want to thank you so much. If you knew what the Pharisees were saying to each other and what they were thinking, you know our minds too and what is going on in them. I thank you for being there for us. Please help us, O Lord, for the glory and honor of your name. Thank you that we are in your thoughts always. I love you, Jesus. Help us, please, Jesus. There are times we can be tortured by our own thoughts, and only your healing voice and presence can deliver us. Forgive us when we think bad thoughts and sometimes entertain those thoughts that they become actions. We need your help to keep our mind and heart holy. Help us to focus on you, Lord, when we do think negative things. Please forgive us, Lord. Thank you for your mercies and knowing what we think before we think it. Thank you that you came to die for sinners and not for those who think they are righteous. It means a lot, Jesus. We give our hearts and minds to you. Thank you, whatever we are thinking, we can share it with you, even if they are bad thoughts, and you will help us through. Help us to be open with you, Lord, knowing you love us unconditionally. Thank you so much, Jesus. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. If you would like to invite Jesus Christ into your heart and make him a daily part of your life, you can this very moment. You'll never be alone. You can claim God's promises for you in the Bible and see them come true before your eyes in his wonderful timing. You don't have to wait for a special time to come to the Lord, friend. You can come to him right now as you pray this prayer, meaning it in your heart. Dear Jesus, I am a sinner, Lord. I am so sorry for my sins. I confess my sins to you. I confess the wrong things I have done and messed up my own life. I need you, Lord, right now and in the years to come. I have gone my own way and have not found only what you can give me. You alone have the words of eternal life. You alone love me unconditionally for who I am. Thank you, Jesus. I turn myself to you, O Lord, in this fall of September 2005. Please forgive me of all my sins and come into my heart. I accept you, Jesus, into my heart. Thanks, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Thanks for forgiving me of all my sins. Thanks for giving me a new identity in you. I acknowledge you as my Lord and personal Savior, as I believe in my heart that you died, came back to life to save me, now and forever. I give myself to you and ask you to be in control of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for the coming days we can do things together. Thanks for being my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, you have heard my prayer and answered me. thanks, Jesus, for changing me and helping me through life's storms and winds. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Friend, you may feel something or you may not, but this you can be assured, that the Lord Jesus has come into your life today and will give you a new beginning. Amen. Get yourself involved in a campus Bible study fellowship. Most of all, find a Bible-believing church and be involved to grow in your Christian walk with the Lord. They all need to be supplements for your own precious time with the Lord in prayer and meditating on His Word. If you need a Bible, please let me know. If you need anyone to talk to, pray with, or study the Bible with this fall of September 2005, you can email me at readyforhisglory2004@yahoo.com or call me at 412-720-4579. You are never alone, friend. Jesus loves you. May you have a blessed day and night. Amen.